how's the spring ball been going for you?
Spring ball been good. You know, it's been a grind, but you know, just trying to make the effort to get better every day, man. It's been good.
You guys kind of looking forward to the ending?
Yeah, it's good, but you know, the opportunity to be out here like this with the pads, you know, you're not able to get that, you know, during the summer when we're just training, you know. So just got to make the most of this opportunity right now.
So how's your health? I know you missed a lot of last season.
It's been good. Yeah, I'm able to come back to full speed, man. It's been good.
100%
Yes, sir, 100%.
I see. So basically, did they basically decide to redshirt you after you played four games? So
yes.
Could you come back at the end if you wanted to, or at the end of the season?
Yeah, so they didn't want to risk it overall, you know, just not re-injuring it again, you know. So, but they did cut me loose during the bowl game, so I was able to play a lot more then.
That's right, because you can play four and the bowl game. Yeah. So, what do you think of this linebacker unit you guys got?
It's
strengths and weaknesses.
It's probably the best linebacker crew ever, man. It's everyone we have now has the variation of speed and size and strength and all around. We had a lot of new young bucks coming in. You know, they have the physicality that we expect out of a linebacker. You know? So it's been good. Our linebacker core is studs all around.
So I know they got the Mac and the Rover. What do they have you kind of slotted in?
As the Mac backer right now.
Mac. So you're kind of behind what not Jack Kelly. I'm drawing a blank. Who are you kind of behind?
Taggart.
Oh, Harrison Taggart. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you got Isaiah Glasgow.
No, that's the same.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what is the expectations? Do you feel like you guys can be as good as that group was last year?
I think we can be even better. I think, last year is in the past, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're not really thinking about it much more, but just with the mindset of just getting better every practice, every day, you know, whether it be in the film room, whether it be on the field, you know, and so I think we've improved so much from last year. And so I think we will come back better and stronger than we did last year.
What are your goals and expectations for yourself?
I wanted to start this next upcoming season and play through all the games with not getting hurt, you know, no injury, not missing anything. And just trying to make that Big 12 first team, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's probably my goal.
Right, you're in your third year in the program?
Yes.
Are you, have you got a major yet? Where are you at?
Business. So I'll be doing business and business management and finance.
Following the footsteps of your dad, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he does all the travel still for BYU?
He does.
Huh. So we'll probably see him in Newark this coming
week. Oh, yeah. He'll be down there.
He will be.
Yeah, he'll be over there.
So. How would you kind of sum up your BYU career so far? What have you thought? It's obviously struggled with some injuries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been good. You know, I love it. You know, with going with through school, you know, I love school. School here is obviously a challenge. You know, BYU is a top academic program here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And also just the camaraderie I'm able to build with my teammates right now. You know, I don't think I'd ever have that anywhere else, you know. And so it's been an amazing journey for me, you know. We've had some ups and downs, you know, through the injuries. But, you know, I've had my family here and as well as my teammates and coaches to help me through it. And so, honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. You know, I love it here. And, it's been really good.
Cool. If I could just follow up to CLA on something that you mentioned there earlier. How do you guys kind of stay hungry after coming off of last season? What you guys were able to accomplish, obviously, some great guys.
To be honest, last year that wasn't our goal. So we never really hit our goal. You know, winning the bowl game was, you know, it was good, but we wanted to go even further than that. And so we're not thinking about it. Like, it was a good season, you know, but it's on the back burner of our minds right now. Because overall, we wanted to go to the playoffs and compete for that national championship, and that was our goal back then. But you know. We had those down games, and we could have smoked them out the water, and it was just some down days and those down games, but that wasn't really our expectation to end off the season like that. And so we're still hungry for that playoff seed, you know, and we're trying to go into that the playoffs and compete for that national championship.
What's the number one thing that's kind of been the focus to sort of take that?
As a defense, and as a defense right now, we're just trying to get better every rep. You know, we just not make the same mistakes we made last year. You know, try to always improve and grow from from what our coaches are telling us. Because, you know, there's, you know, even though perfection, you never, no one's ever perfect, but we, for our defense, it's, we're striving to be perfect. And so that's kind of what we're going through right now in this offseason, spring ball. And so we'll go into the same mentality in the summer and obviously fall camp to hit season. And so, but yeah, that's probably how we're like staying hungry and everything.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're,